The Alaska Miners Association held its annual convention recently in Anchorage, though a lot of the talk was about fish. KMXT's Jay Barrett explains.
Representatives from the United Fishermen of Alaska, a coalition of fishing organizations from around the state, were the invited guests of the miners at their annual meeting. It was the idea of Steve Grabacki, a freelance fisheries biologist and industry consultant.
There's a lot of anxiety, as we all know, about mining in Alaska, and about, especially among the fishing industry. The idea that I had in going into this and setting up the mining and fisheries short course was to try to dispel some of that anxiety by increasing information. The short course and the recap session were extremely well received. The whole idea was originally to educate miners about fisheries, fishing, habitat protection, and, for example, Title 16 permitting. The addition of the fishing people to tell the miners about fishing was an added bonus. Everyone was pleased.
Arnie Thompson, president of the UFA, says the reception of the fishermen by the miners was surprisingly good.
It was very positive overall. And we were pleasantly surprised. They introduced us all on Friday at lunch and got a good hand. And a number of folks came up and talked to us. So we all expressed interest in keeping up the conversation. And, you know, UFA recognizes that other resource industries, you know, they need business. They need new development. So I guess we all need to work together.
Thompson cited the success of the process surrounding development of the Kensington mine near Juneau as an example of how input from fishermen can be a win-win for everyone involved.
Back in the late 90s and 2000, there were a number of UFA organizations that were involved in discussions and negotiations with Kensington, the UFA groups making recommendations for environmental protections. And so it turned out to be a very productive process. And as representatives of UFA, we were pleased to see the interest that the other mining groups had in the types of protections and what Kensington went through to get what you call the buy-offs from various agencies and some of the environmental groups.
Overall, according to Grabacki, mining remains healthy in the state of Alaska. For example, the Red Dog Mine near Kotzebue recently started working a new vein of zinc, and Shalista Corporation is advancing on the Donlin Creek Gold Mine in southwest Alaska.
The mining industry is a bit like the fishing industry because it depends on what you're mining and what you're selling. What we have are really high gold prices, generally high prices for precious metals, and then even base metals such as the lead and zinc that's produced at Red Dog are coming up in price. Coal has a separate market because it's an energy substance rather than a metal of any sort. But generally speaking, the mining industry is healthy and robust and making some significant progress.
At the forefront of many fishermen's minds is the proposed pebble mine near the headwaters of Bristol Bay's lucrative salmon fishery and a proposed open-pit coal mine on the west side of Cook Inlet, which would be dug across a salmon-spawning stream. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.